Thursday, July 17th. The first reading from Exodus chapter 3, verses 13 through 20. Moses, hearing the voice of the Lord from the burning bush, said to him, "When I go to the children of Israel and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' if they ask me, 'What is his name?' what am I to tell them?" God replied, "I am who am." Then he added, "This is what you shall tell the children of Israel, 'I am sent me to you.'" God spoke further to Moses, "Thus shall you say to the children of Israel, 'The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, this my title for all generations. Go and assemble the elders of Israel and tell them, "The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, has appeared to me and said, I am concerned about you and about the way you are being treated in Egypt. So I have decided to lead you up out of the misery of Egypt into the land of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites, a land flowing with milk and honey. Thus they will heed your message. Then you and the elders of Israel shall go to the king of Egypt and say to him, 'The Lord, the God of the Hebrews, has sent us word. Permit us then to go a 3 days' journey in the desert, that we may offer sacrifice to the Lord our God.' Yet I know that the king of Egypt will not allow you to go unless he is forced. I will stretch out my hand, therefore, and smite Egypt, by doing all kinds of wondrous deeds there. After that he will send you away." Haydock Commentary. Moses very properly begs to have his extraordinary mission sanctioned by miracles, without which he might have well been rejected, as heretics are. I am who am, that is, I am being itself, eternal, self-existent, independent, infinite, without beginning, end, or change, and the source of all other beings. No name can fully explain the divine perfections. As God is alone, he stands in need of no distinctive appellation. All other beings are just nothing compared with God. He alone is self-existent and infinitely perfect. Hitherto, God had generally been called Elohim, but now he assumes the incommunicable name, which the Greek scriptures leave undeclined to denote the unchangeable nature of the deity. The Gospel from Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light." Haydock Commentary. All you who labor and are burdened, that is, who are wearied with the heavy load of your sins and the grievous yoke of the old law. Fear not the yoke of Christ, for it is a yoke of the greatest sweetness. Be not disheartened when he mentions a burden, because it is a burden exceeding light. If then our Savior says that the way of virtue is exceeding narrow and replete with difficulties and dangers, we must call to mind that it is so to the slothful only. Perform therefore with alacrity what is required, and then will all things be easy, the burden will be light, and the yoke sweet. So says St. John Chrysostom. Though in regard of our weak nature it be a very heavy yoke, yet the grace of God renders it easy and light, because our Lord himself helps us to bear it. According to the words of the prophet Hosea in chapter 11, verse 4, "I will be unto them as he that takes the yoke off from their heads." St. Bernard says that our Savior sweetens, by the spiritual unction of his grace, all the crosses, penances, and mortifications of religious souls. St. Augustine says that before he knew the power of grace, he could never comprehend what chastity was, nor believe that anyone was able to practice it, but the grace of God renders all things easy.